Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. Let me give you our number this Friday. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, up to this point, I keep using a line that Donald Trump has been able to do something that I've never seen, observing politics, my passion for all of my life, and that is he has defied all conventional political gravity. And he's been able to do so. He gets arrested, his poll numbers gets up. He gets arraigned, his poll numbers go up. He gets a mugshot, his poll numbers really go up. Now he's on trial in New York. We've gone over and over the unfairness of all of this. You got a judge that donated to Joe Biden, which should have been cause enough for recusal. Never mind the New York law that would apply for recusal and his daughter's political actions. You can't even talk about that, but that is a real issue that would mandate recusal. I think it would be brought up on appeal, and it's an easy win. Then you've got the issue, of course, that in New York, as a matter of law, what he is being charged with is a misdemeanor, let alone the fact that the statute of limitations have long since passed, let alone that he is reaching for a federal election law that the Department of Justice has weaponized it as it is, even passed on, not thinking they can get a conviction or not thinking it warranted an indictment, which says a lot in and of itself. Never mind the fact that the previous DA of Manhattan passed on charging Donald Trump here, and that originally even this DA, Alvin Bragg, passed on it, but only political pressure brought him back to the case. And here it is 8 years later, and 200, and 3 days is when the trial started before Election Day. Oh, let's bring it up and let's force the president to stay inside a courtroom for over a month and leave the playing field in swing states open to only one candidate. And that one candidate is Joe Biden. If any of that sounds fair to any of you that are listening, you have no sense of justice or fairness. This is lawfare. This is a dual justice system. This is unequal justice under the law. It's not equal justice under the law, and it's not equal application of our laws. But here we are, and Donald Trump will be stuck in this courtroom anywhere 4-6 weeks, however long it takes. The jury has been seated. We'll go over that in a second. Kevin O'Leary had a really good comment about all this, how this case in particular is hurting America's brand, and how it's making not only New York City, but the entire country make us look like a bunch of clowns. Listen.
Every time I bring this up, I get all this Trump stuff. Forget about Trump, okay? We don't do this in America. We don't go after the office of the president with porn star cases. We give a broad swath of latitude. And if you're an ex-president and you murdered somebody, I get it, or been accused of murder. But what is this? This hurts the American brand. I keep saying that. I was in Geneva last week, 150 countries represented there. Everybody's talking about this, saying, what is this porn star thing? Like, this is an American president. This is the office of the United States of America's highest office. And we're doing this? This is sheer stupidity. And I'll tell you what should happen. This should be pushed until after he wins or doesn't win. This should be not part of this election cycle at all. And this is not a Trump-loving comment. This is about the American brand, where I bring capital from all around the world to invest here. We look like clowns.
Yes.
I hate this.
It's bad for the country on every level. But Stephen A. Smith, I thought he was on Hannity last night, made a lot of good comments about this. Why can't they beat him on a level playing field? The reality is, and we'll get to the polls later, I don't think that they can. Donald Trump has spoken out about the issue of recusal. He has spoken out about the issue of a gag order. Now, understand, every other person that is a part of this case, including the star witness for the prosecution, Michael Cohen, who himself was convicted for lying before Congress, they're free to say anything they want, anywhere they want, on social media, on cable television, on network television, quoted in our major newspapers around the country. They can all say whatever they want. But anyway, here to analyze all of this, Mark Brnovich, former attorney general, state of Arizona, Greg Jarrett, Fox News, legal analyst, best-selling author. Welcome, both of you. Mr. Attorney General, let's get your overall view of what's going on, what's happening, the issue of the gag order, the issue of recusal, the issue of the charges, the issue of the statute of limitations. There's a lot to digest here.
Yeah, and Sean, thanks for having me on. And as you know, I was also a former federal prosecutor, a state gang prosecutor. So I have literally, during the course of my career, handled thousands of criminal cases. And what is going on in New York is unprecedented. And frankly, I think it's an embarrassment for the justice system. Now, we know that there's basic rules, even in New York, the criminal procedure code, a defendant can waive his presence. Remember, all of these rights are supposed to ensure a defendant or the accused a fair trial. And it seems like every time there's a decision, it breaks against the accused. And whether that was today's decision to not have the prosecution turn over the first few witnesses, which is a very common and typical order the judge would grant to keep a trial moving, whether it's not allowing the accused to waive his presence, as you mentioned, a gag order. And we know under existing constitutional law that prior restraints on speech are presumptively unconstitutional because you want to guarantee the accused a right of a fair trial. So I think the public understands the hypocrisy of what's going on. People like Michael Cohen and porn stars can have documentaries and be on, you know, other networks, you know, basically slamming the defendant, where the DA can issue a speaking indictment and say all sorts of nasty stuff, and yet they can say whatever they want, and the accused is muzzled and gagged. It really, the hypocrisy stinks on so many different levels. And I mean, I think it's gotten so bad, Sean, that when Trump wins this case, I bet you the New York DA is going to charge him for converting the courthouse into a campaign fundraising event, because that's what's going to happen. I actually think it's going to elicit sympathy. But in the meantime, you have a former president of the United States being charged with a crime that's too complicated to explain in 30 seconds or less, which is always a bad sign for a prosecutor. And, you know, ultimately, I think that they're going to lose this case either at trial or on appeal, and it's just a waste of time and money, and it's clearly designed to thwart someone for running for the highest office in the world.
You know, and here's the thing, and the judge has not pressed the prosecutor, or the DA in this case, Bragg, to give a full, complete definition of what the actual charge is. Now, Greg Jarrett, you've been following it as closely as I have. Do you have a full, complete understanding of what the charge even is about against Donald Trump?
No, absolutely not, and neither does the defense. You know, he's not charging the underlying crime. He's simply citing it as the crime that Trump was trying to conceal, which is, we guess, federal election law violations, even though, as you point out, Federal Election Commission investigated and said this isn't a violation. The Department of Justice studied it and said there's no crime here. So the defense demanded in a bill of particulars, tell us what the underlying crime is. And the judge said, okay, Mr. Bragg, tell him. Well, he offered up four different possibilities, which means the defense has to prepare for four different defenses, which is utterly absurd, but it underscores the bias of this judge. And the gag order issued by the judge is a blatantly unconstitutional prior restraint on free speech. Our legal system, Sean, does not take priority over the Bill of Rights. Take a look. There's no exemption in the First Amendment for criminal trials. The accused has a protected right to defend himself both at trial and in the court of public opinion, where he's already been convicted both by the DA and a biased media. Here, Trump has an elevated right as the leading candidate for president. And his accusers, who were trial witnesses for the prosecution, have been publicly trashing Trump at every turn. Yet prosecutors and the judge are not gagging those witnesses, only Trump, preventing him from fairly responding. You know, Michael Cohen is a confessed and convicted perjurer. He continues to lie. 2 weeks ago, a federal judge called him a serial perjurer. But Trump is not allowed to point that out. Again, this exposes the bias of the judge.
All right, quick break. Right back. More with Attorney General, former Attorney General of Arizona, Mark Brnovich, and more with Greg Jarrett. Your calls also coming up. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they are pointing out what is now a real, urgent, clear, present danger. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis have been displaced, and they're providing food and medicine and supplies, housing, everything they could possibly provide. They're also placing mobile bomb shelters in well-populated areas, as now Israel is preparing for the worst-case scenario of even more rockets being fired from the south, from the north, and maybe Iran again. And, you know, this could, we don't know, it doesn't look like it at this moment, but it could break out into a full-on regional war, and Israel would be the target of, you know, basically a three-war front, which is difficult for anybody to ever fight back against. But don't underestimate Israel. But anyway, it puts the whole danger, puts the whole country at risk. They are in a fight for their very survival. We're watching this unfold on a daily basis. The situation is fluid, but the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're there on the ground every day, and they're providing support, which the government really doesn't have a lot of time to devote to those people that have been displaced and those Israelis that are in need. That's where you come in. You can help with these mobile bomb shelters that they're placing strategically around the country. You can help with food and medicine and supplies and housing and tents and blankets and pillows. Whatever you can offer, they need your support. They need your help. They need your generosity. Please go to their website. It's supportifcj.org. It's one word, supportifcj.org. Anything you can do will be greatly appreciated.
Keeping the truth alive. Hannity is on right now.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com, get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
We continue now. Greg Jarrett, former AG of Arizona, Mark Brnovich are with us this Friday. All right. You both have had an opportunity to look at the limited information we have on every juror. Now, it was kind of bizarre, the judge in this case, to say, you know, excoriate the media and then end by saying, well, of course, anything that happens on the record in the courtroom, you are able to report. But I just asked that you use simple common sense. But he didn't define what that is. So I'm just going with what Fox News has reported, The Guardian has reported, and pretty much every other media outlet has reported. And I have no intention of giving out any information that would be perhaps unknown about a juror or in any way identify them. As you look through the 12 jurors, I don't know if you've had a chance, Mark Brnovich, to look at them. Is there anything that stands out among any of the 12 that you see?
You know, Sean, one of the things that I find so amazing about the Trump derangement syndrome is with all of these constitutional issues, whether it's the gag order or whether it's this recent order about what the media can and can't report, I mean, where's the ACLU? Where's all the First Amendment groups saying, wait a minute, the judge shouldn't be doing this. We have a right to report whatever we want to report. So I think this shows once again that when people talk about the rule of law, remember, the ends cannot justify the means. And clearly, everything that's happened thus far shows that the scales of justice are tilted against the president. Now, as far as the jurors, I will tell you honestly, when I used to pick juries, I used to not like, this is from a prosecutor's perspective, I did not like engineers on a jury because everything they did had to be precise. Like, everything had to fit in place. And, well, why did the bullet bounce off this, or why did this happen? And so I think as a defendant that it might be good for the former president to have people on that jury that might want to hold the DA accountable. Because remember, the job of a prosecutor is to do justice. It's not to get a conviction at any cost. You don't count success in terms of years in prison. You count as justice being done. And apparently Bragg doesn't understand that. As Greg was just talking about, if you're a prosecutor, you can't explain the theory of your case in 30 seconds or less, you shouldn't bring the case. And that's what I used to tell young prosecutors in our office. So I think having someone like an engineer that is used to precision, he's used to everything fitting into place, he might be one of those people that says, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. The fact that there's, you know, people that are educators on the jury. Now, once again, I used to not like having, quite frankly, educators, teachers on the jury because they tend to lean a little left. Now, that may cut either way for the president, but they tend to be a little more sympathetic to, you know, people that are accused of crimes. But once again, this is the president, and you throw out a lot of the normal rules when it comes to the law and the jury. So, I mean, based on what I've seen thus far, it's a Manhattan jury. We know that you're already pushing rocks uphill if you're President Trump's defense attorneys, so it's going to be a challenge. But remember, you have to have unanimity in a criminal trial. So if you're the defense, you got to figure out, okay, who are maybe one key people? So when we're doing testimony, you can see their eyes kind of light up. You can see them nodding their heads. And so that's who, if I were the defense, I would gear my defense towards that, because clearly at least half that jury is going to be, I think, predisposed to convict President Trump no matter what they hear. I mean, you know.
Well, let me get Greg Jarrett's take on this. Now, there is a former attorney general or deputy assistant attorney general, Raw Story reported this, Elliot Williams, who said flagged a particular juror that said, described as a married investment banker with a master's degree. But the fact that he's read Trump's best-selling book, The Art of the Deal, claims to track Trump and his Truth Social posts. He claimed that might be a problem. When you look at the jurors and what we know about them, what is your reaction, Greg Jarrett?
Well, my reaction is that jury selection has been dominated by a flood of people, the likes of which I've never seen, who said they cannot and will not be fair to Trump. They don't want to be. But the unknown question here, Sean, is how many of those who said otherwise, oh, yes, I can be fair, are lying with the hidden agenda of getting on the jury to convict. Manhattan, by its very makeup, as you know, is an inherently hostile venue for the accused in a politically charged case against a political candidate that's hated there. These jurors, I think, are predisposed. The outcome is preordained. Witches had a better chance of a fair trial in Salem. I mean, this case absolutely should have been moved elsewhere to Staten Island, for example, where the jury pool would be more balanced. But Bragg opposed it, so did Judge Mershon, which is evidence to me that they know their prosecution is weak.
You would think the judge would know that the issue of recusal will be a major point if there is a conviction upon appeal, but we'll wait and we'll see. Appreciate both of you. Mark Brnovich, Greg Jarrett, have a great weekend. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Exposing government waste and abuse of your liberties every day. Sean Hannity is on right now.
I-25 to the top of the hour, toll free, our number, 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, your calls, your comments coming up straight ahead. I want to update you the situation at Columbia University. Well, we finally saw some action. Here you have the president of an Ivy League institution. Now, think about this. How many parents, maybe they have children and they hope and they pray that maybe one day their child might be able to achieve admittance to one of the nation's top and most prestigious universities like Columbia, Harvard, or any of these places? Well, it turns out it's the last place I think I'd want my kids to be going to college. So earlier in the week, we saw the president of Columbia go before Congress and literally is asked a very simple, fundamental moral question. Now, understand and think about this answer through the prism of the times that we're living in. Wokeism on college campuses, PCism all over college campuses. Oh, my sensibilities. Oh, I feigned the vapors. I got the vapors. Somebody used the wrong pronoun. You know, this kid in North Carolina that gets suspended and put on his record racist for using the term illegal alien, which the federal government uses as official language and has for a very long time. But when asked about the comment about, well, from the river to the sea, which means the annihilation, complete wiping out of Israel, well, the Columbia president says, well, I'd really rather they not use it. It could be hurtful, but doesn't say that should not be the kind of speech used on that college campus. Now, this is a college university, and I went through this the other day, where you have a tenured academic who got criticized, rightly so, after the October 7th terrorist attack by the terror group Hamas. Well, this professor, his name is Joseph Massad, he referred to it as awesome and a stunning victory of the Palestinian resistance. The sight of the Palestinian resistance fighters storming Israeli checkpoints separating Gaza and Israel was astounding, he penned. Really? Perhaps the major achievement of the resistance is the temporary takeover of these settler colonies. 1,200 Israelis were murdered that day. You know, countless numbers of women were raped. Little babies were beheaded. Hundreds were taken hostage. Some are still hostages if they're even still alive. Then you have another professor, Hamid Dabashi is his name. And what do we learn from this guy? Every dirty, treacherous, ugly, pernicious happening in the world, just wait a few days and the ugly name Israel will pop up in the atrocities, he writes on Facebook in 2018. And I can go on now for the next 10 minutes talking about professors that are radicalized, that are teaching at Ivy League institutions. And this president, like the former Harvard president and these other presidents, needs to go. Well, anyway, we do have an update. Finally, the police got involved, but it has gotten so bad throughout the week that I want to play some of the audio that we have. I want to play Columbia University protesters yelling, oh, we are Hamas. And we basically said, we are terrorists. Kind of like the chanting that we heard in Michigan. Death to America, death to Israel, death to America, death to Israel. Then I want you to listen to a pro-Palestinian protester reading a message from Gaza thanking the Columbia students for standing in solidarity with Palestine, and a pro-Palestine protester chanting at Columbia University. Just listen to this and imagine. This is supposed to be the top of the top, the creme de la creme. in terms of a college campus and university where you would think there's diversity of thought, where you can have the free and open exchange of ideas, ideals, and opinions that have been so radicalized that conservatives are run out of college campuses if they dare to utter a word. But yet we can have people yelling, "We are Hamas." Listen.
Russia sees you.
Russia sees you.
From Russia to the U.S.
From Russia to the U.S.
We stand in unwavering solidarity.
We stand in unwavering solidarity.
With the Students for Justice for Palestine at Columbia University.
With the Students for Justice for Palestine at Columbia University.
We stand with the SJP members.
We stand with the SJP members.
Columbia students.
Columbia students.
And the protesters and their demands.
And the protesters and their demands.
For Columbia to completely financially divest.
For Columbia to completely financially divest.
From the occupation entity.
From the occupation entity.
On April 17, 2024.
On April 17, 2024.
Students at Columbia began.
Students at Columbia began.
A Russia solidarity encampment.
A Russia solidarity encampment.
As a brave stand against the university's complicity in genocide.
As a brave stand against the university's complicity in genocide.
We
support them unequivocally.
And are proud of their willingness to remain steadfast.
And are proud of their willingness to remain steadfast.
And sacrifice for our just cause.
And sacrifice for our just cause.
We encourage you to make your support shown.
We encourage you to make your support shown.
Through words and follow up.
Through words and follow up.
With urgent action on your campuses and within your own community.
With urgent action.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, okay?
We're Hamas!
Get the f*** out of our face!
No! Viva, viva, Palestina!
Lucha, lucha, Palestina!
Lucha, lucha, Palestina!
Break my bread!
Anyway, joining us now is Professor Bill Jacobson, Cornell Law Professor. Welcome back, Professor. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
What's going on? I want to get your reaction to all of this. You know, your parent thinks that it's a great thing. You get admitted to an Ivy League institution, and this is what you're sending your kids into? This is the environment they're going into?
Yeah, I think people don't realize this has been building for 30 years on campuses. It just has burst out to the surface. But the radicalization of the campuses, the radicalization of the faculty, the homogenization of anti-U.S., anti-Israel animosity from faculty. Faculty drives a lot of this. The students come and go, but the faculty are there for decades. And so what is happening now is that the faculty have been advocating, and you cited a couple of examples in the intro, have been advocating for violence, have been advocating for the destruction of Israel, and they also advocate for the destruction of the United States. And is it any wonder that after 30 years of that, students are becoming radicalized? So it's a much worse situation than I think most people in this country realize.
Let me get your thought on this, because I never thought we'd be discussing this in our lifetime, and that is the vile, the repulsive, the virulent anti-Semitism that has emerged on college campuses, in the halls of Congress. We hear it all throughout Europe, European nations. I never thought I'd hear in Australia, gas the Jews, F the Jews, but we heard that too. Where is all of this hatred coming from?
Well, it's coming multiple places. One, I mentioned the utter radicalization of the faculty at certainly the elite colleges more than any place, the Columbias of the world. But it's also a lot of it is coming from, you know, the anti-Semitism that exists in the Arab world, of the Arab media. Not all of it, but Palestinian media is notoriously anti-Semitic, notorious for demonizing and dehumanizing Jews. There are groups like Palestine Media Watch and Memory who just show you what they're putting on their TV. UNRWA, the refugee agency, the schools they run, are inundated with gross, gross Nazi-like depictions of Jews. And so a lot of that carries over. So the so-called Palestinian activists are parroting the same sort of vile anti-Semitism, and it's being imported into our country. So I think it's coming from many different directions, but it's here, it's now, and we have to face up to it.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. The latest out of this insanity all week that's been going on at Columbia. More with Professor Bill Jacobson of Cornell, a Cornell law professor. Your calls also coming up, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program as we continue our coverage, Israel fights back and the Iranians lie and cower. Straight ahead.
Stand up, Chuck, and dog-faced pony soldier.
That's just a few of the finer moments you recall when you walk down Joe's memory lane.
You can't make this up.
And with Biden in office, you don't have to.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
We continue. Professor Bill Jacobson, he is a Cornell law professor, as we discuss the virulent and repulsive anti-Semitism on college campuses, in this case Columbia. Well, how does this end? Because I love the fact that Israel, in spite of the advice, don't advice of Joe Biden, don't means do, I guess could be a great bumper sticker, but in spite of it, they hit Iran hard. And what I was really impressed with as I was watching this all unfold last night is they hit deep inside of Iran. And I did not think it would be as easy as it was for Israel. We know that they have their nuclear sites all around the country. They're spread out. They're buried underground. But the fact with great precision that Israel was able to get deep inside, but even close to one of the nuclear sites and close to Tehran and other parts of it, of Iran, tells me that the Israelis have them. They were able to stop every missile that was fired into Israel, but one out of hundreds that were fired. And Iran wasn't able to stop a thing. And that's why they're denying it even took place. But we have all the evidence, in fact, that it did take place. That surprised me. And that might be a moment where the world can say and pause and recognize, oh, if we want, we can stop their nuclear program right here, right now. So we don't wake up one day and learn that the radical mullahs with their extreme ideology of convert or die have nuclear capability that I'm pretty convinced that they would use to as a means to an end for them. I think they'd do it. I think they'd use it. I think they're that sick and that ugly and that evil and that twisted. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. They announce every day their goal is to eliminate, Israel. That is their goal. They announce it every single day. They march death to America, death to Israel. So, yes, absolutely. But Israel's in a really big predicament because on the one hand, they need to defend themselves. On the other hand, they're faced with an uprising within the Democratic Party in the United States that puts pressure on the Biden administration and people within the bureaucracy at the State Department who are not friendly to Israel and who want to cut off weapons supplies and who want to really hang Israel out to dry. So Israel has to be very careful. I suspect that if it wasn't for fear of what the Biden administration would do, the response would have been much stronger. They might have actually taken out those nuclear sites. But they have to thread a needle with the current administration because the current administration has held them back in Gaza, has held them back from Rafah, has been trying to save Hamas. So it's a very big predicament, and I think people don't understand. A lot of people like to criticize Benjamin Netanyahu, but he's got to weave his way between a lot of competing forces, one of which is the hostility deep within the Biden administration. So
let me tell you something. Bibi deserves a lot of credit because he did not, in the end, give a rip about what Joe Biden said. His country is in a fight for their survival, and what he did last night shows that Joe Biden's words and Joe Biden's threats and Joe Biden's lectures are meaningless to Israel and meaningless to the prime minister. And he did what was right for the survival of his country. And I applaud him a lot for that.
Yeah, he has really, I think, done an excellent job. And, you know, because of domestic politics in the U.S., Biden and Chuck Schumer, they want Netanyahu gone. They want somebody who will be completely compliant with our own failed foreign policy. The worst thing, advice you could give to any ally of ours is to, you know, rely on the wisdom of Joe Biden's foreign policy, because he has historically been the worst. I forget who it was. I think Obama's former defense secretary said he's been on the wrong side of every foreign policy issue his entire life. So, you know, Israel needs to weave its way through U.S. politics so it continues to get on supplies, but they should not follow the failed policies and the failed, you know, advocacy of the Biden administration.
Well, I agree completely. Professor, you're a rare commodity these days, somebody that has common sense that actually has the ability to teach our kids. We really appreciate your time, sir. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I want to remind you about Byrna, BYRNA. You have to think about that God forbid moment when some perpetrator wants to bring harm to you, your family, you, your business, your employees. And that's what Byrna is all about. Now, let me backtrack. I have been a believer in the Second Amendment my entire life. I have had a license to carry a firearm my entire adult life. Now, with that said, I love technology and I love options. And that's what Byrna is providing, an effective, non-lethal alternative that can safeguard you, your family, your business, your employees. Now, this is different than a firearm. It's legal in all 50 states, no permits or background checks needed. It's designed for easy use. And the beauty of Byrna, I can hit a target 40, 50 feet away with ease, and it fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds. And that means you can incapacitate any attacker for 30 to 40 minutes, which gives you time to escape and you time to get the police to get involved. Now, it happens again and again and again. And Linda, I mean, it's probably one of the few ways people in New York could actually defend themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at these protests, you're looking at people coming in. There was a man yesterday with a hockey stick in the middle of New York City whacking women on the sidewalk unconscious. Like, if I have my Byrna.
That's your city, by the way. Good luck.
Oh, that is not my city, my friend. That is not my. You know what? Let me tell you something. That's nobody's city. That's Bragg, Letitia James.
I offered to pay for a car for you so you wouldn't go in the subway, but you stubbornly refused. But
anyways,
I digress.
If you have a personal self-defense plan, Byrna should be a part of it. And we're showing you the videos. Read the news stories. We don't need to convince you. All you have to do is open your eyeballs. It's everywhere. You need this as a part of your personal self-defense plan. End of story.
All right. Go to Byrna. Check out their videos. You'll be blown away. BYRNA.com/Hannity. BYRNA.com/Hannity. And if you mention my name and you love their products like I do, you get 10% off. We'll continue. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.